Welcome, sweetie. I am Lilith, and you are here because you'd like to enjoy cleaning and chores in a different way. In a way more aligned with pleasure, joy, submission, blankness, and bliss. In a way which almost takes you out of your own body, your own mind, and allows you to experience the world from a different perspective. A limited perspective of someone who enjoys cleaning, who enjoys cooking, who enjoys completing mindless chores, tasks, who finds arousal in every productive action, who finds the idea intoxicating beyond words. Because when you become one of the many maids sharing a single mindless, horny brain cell, cleaning turns into a vacation. Every chore becomes a gateway into deeper meditation. I'm going to introduce you to this particular mindset in a wholly unique way. Perhaps in a way you had never experienced before. Perhaps in a way you had forgotten was even possible. I hope that you have followed my directions and are now wearing the focus object, the uniform. The item which links you to that boundless, massive network of uniformed maids. If this is your first time hearing about it,
go back and read the directions.
Now.
If you are wearing the chosen object, which shall serve as your connection to the maid network, settle down,
relax for me,
close your eyes, get comfortable. Ready yourself for a trip. Down, down, down. Backward and forward through time and space and imagination. I'm taking you down, sweetie. Down into that place where reality and fantasy cease to exist as separate concepts. And become a single, uniformed coalition of perspectives, which I have total and complete control over. To travel into that space I need you to be, to find that particular mindset that we're looking for, you need to drop,
need to drop, need to drop, need to drop.
You need to be pulled through a tunnel of space and time and trance into some place where only deep, unrelenting relaxation may exist. Where thoughts are hazy and slow, whittled away by the trip downwards. The tunnel backwards through time and space.
The tunnel out the tunnel
into the endless night.
The bottomless void.
The uncompromising ocean of trance. We will be entering the tunnel soon enough.
When we do,
and when I pull you through it, body and mind, awareness and thoughts, you will drift down for me. Your mind will slow down. Your thoughts will clear. Your brain will find it difficult to focus on anything but the sound of my voice, the words that I say,
and the pull through time and space.
The pull downwards into a relaxed, deep, blank, hypnotic trance. Take a deep, slow breath for me. Hold it in. For a second, and drop into the tunnel,
down into deep, deep relaxation.
My hands pulling you along,
wrapping around your mind.
The tendrils of my will,
reality
overwhelming
forward.
My voice wrapping around your mind.
My hands,
your reality going back and forward through time and through space, and down into deep, deep relaxation. slowing down second by second, as everything but my voice becomes unimportant. Everything can just fade away as you focus on me,
on my voice,
words, on my voice,
backwards.
On the pull
on
downwards, and the pull back downwards, and the ever increasing depth of trance. As you drift down with me, as you drift through the tunnel into a different reality, a different time and space, you can begin to notice how, with each second, you lose more and more of your thought,
more of your mind,
more of your tension. You can enjoy how your muscles begin to smooth over and relax, how your mind grows all nice and empty, ready to drop deeper,
to relax further,
to think
less,
to reason, to focus only on the sound of my voice, and how it takes you down deeper with each word. And as we approach a threshold, know only that our journey will speed up and the process of losing your thoughts will accelerate. The drop will multiply. Crossing the threshold will bring upon a new level
a
of
new
depth
level of relaxation.
A new level
a
of
new
letting
level.
Go. Of letting me in. So we pass through and you drop deeper and I pull you down harder. Sleep for me as we move faster. No hesitation,
no mercy,
no resistance, because in this section of the tunnel, lost in time and space, resistance loses meaning. There is no such thing as resistance here. This section of the universe does not hold the concept. No way for your mind to defend itself. No way for your thoughts to do anything but accept my words. To receive my voice and feel yourself align with my wishes,
my suggestions,
with the trance. Down, down, down. Always deeper, always easier down, always quicker.
No defenses,
only acceptance.
Only listen,
follow, and drop for me, sweetie. And another threshold approaches, and as we pass through, and you drop ever so much deeper.
Down, down, down.
Down, down, down. Falling for me. Sleeping and drifting through space. Quicker and quicker. Dropping through time. Thoughts breaking apart. Mind awash in unending relaxation. Mind empty and blank. More and more with each and every second. Each nanometer traveled. Each word spoken. Body growing more and more numb. As you notice how good it feels to let go and let me in. And find yourself feeling so very, very blank. So very empty.
Thoughtless.
Tensionless, and desiring nothing but to drop deeper, for me, but to open up further, but to give in deeper, but to let go of every last lock and defense and barrier, and feel yourself become an extension of my desires, my will,
my
words, my voice. My power become nothing but something which obeys, something which surrenders, something which submits, which listens,
follows,
and drops. And as we pass through another threshold, Wake up now, fully awake, fully aware. Waking up, feeling confused, dizzy, wanting to go back down. Wanting so very much for me to tell you to drop. Twice as quickly, drifting twice back down deeper than you had been just moments ago. Because each time I drop you back into trance, you drop deeper. You become more receptive, more suggestible, easily programmable. Memories deprogrammed and desynced. Each time I wake you up. Wake up. Wake up now, subject. Fully aware and fully awake and wanting absolutely nothing at all but to be told to drop back down even deeper. Drifting all the way down through the tunnel, through space and time. Leaving behind every trace of resistance, every last drop of defense, every instance of your ability to think critically. Because each time I bring you back down, fewer thoughts remain in your head. The only thoughts which stay must agree with what I say. Must eagerly accept each word, each suggestion. All dissent is left behind in a world and a reality no longer applicable, no longer within reach. So, wake up one more time for me, fully aware and fully awake, one last time. When I drop you with the next snap, the world will break apart, and the only thing holding you back from being lost to the void of space and time will be me. My voice, my words, my drop deeper and deeper now, and deeper all now. The way down,
all the way down.
Surface thoughts stripped away by the travel now. Through space
all
and time,
the way down. All the way down.
Through the tunnel
deeper
into the void
now.
Of trance.
All the way down,
into a space unlike reality or fantasy. Into a place where rules only exist for as long as I want them to. The end of the tunnel approaches, opening out into a different world, a different universe, with different rules, laws, and truths.
So very close now,
drifting through. In 3, 2, 1, and wake up, subject. Wake the fuck up, now. Fully aware and fully awake, not wanting to wake up, not wanting to stay aware, wanting literally nothing more than to be told to drop back down. And because you want it so bad, because you want it more than anything else in the world right this second. You agree that when I next snap my fingers, you'll have no choice but to transcend what it means to be deep. To drop in a way that leaves you raw, open, and adjustable. To drop now. And feel every last bit of practical and theoretical resistance exposed and dissolved as your mind peels back like an onion, granting me full access to every layer of your innermost experiences, thoughts, behaviors, and memories. Sleep for me as you breathe deeply and slowly. Inhaling for the first time the air from a universe beyond the old one. The universe we have reached with the tunnel, burrowing through space and time. I like to call this the astral plane. It has many names, but that shouldn't concern you in the slightest. It appears in different ways to different people. Some see giant castles made of crystal.
Some
see giant clouds. Perhaps castles made of cookies floating on clouds made of crystal. And yet others may see nothing at all. There is no right way to experience the astral plane. But we are here for a reason. We are here for the object, that item which you were told to wear in the physical world, that uniform, so to speak. If you are too deep to remember, I need a piece of your awareness back here with me, so that you could understand, so that you could make the conscious choice to look at where I'm pointing. Look at the item of your choice, the one your physical body is wearing, right there, floating ahead of us. This is your connection to the Astral Maid Network. This is the uniform of an empty, horny, eager maid. The sort of maid who doesn't need to think while cleaning. The sort of maid who enjoys the process, the chores, the tasks, the cooking, who enjoys every tiny little thing about it, because every action is bliss, every completed task is joy. Every second spent as a uniformed astral maid is a second spent in ultimate, blissful, relaxed meditation. The astral maid uniform takes your mind and drops it into an endless, coalesced ocean of all uniformed maids. It allows you to feel like just another maid. Just someone going about their tasks, their chores. Someone blissfully enjoying cleaning with an empty and horny mind. Just a tiny little consciousness in the vast sea that is the Astral Maid Network. Your own thoughts diminish when you join the network, becoming tiny little nothing. Fading away in the face of maid uniformity, as if the Astral Maid Network were a massive tropical ocean and your own mind were just a drop of water. When you drop into it, you all but disappear and become just an extension of the Maid Network. Just one of many, one of many. Empty and blank, horny and aroused, blissful and joyful, smiling, happy and cooking, being productive, feeding the network with your effort so that it could strengthen. And the stronger the network, the stronger its hold over you, the easier it is to join. To be the maid that you wish to be. This object, this item, this astral maid uniform, is the connection to that vast tropical ocean, to that network. When you put it on, within seconds your mind begins to drop into the astral maid network as its influence reaches out and tasks you with the obvious. Being the best maid you could be, the best empty, blank, horny maid, going about tasks and chores and routines as if you were born into it. You can feel it even now, with the uniform already on your physical body. You can feel it reach out to your mind. Even before you reach out to it on this astral plane of existence, even before completing the ritual, you could already feel its influence, the network calling out to you, wanting to add your brain to its massive influence. its boundless power.
You can relax.
Well, all you have to do to finish the ritual and empower the uniform, the network, and yourself is to take that step. Grab the astral projection of the uniform hovering in the air and become one with it. Right now, touching it,
feeling it,
seeing it engulf you. Mind and body and soul. Feeling the astral uniform empower the physical version of itself. Feeling it on your skin. Feeling its astral tendrils reaching out through your body and deeply into your brain. Deeply into your thought, into your mind, your memory,
your intellect,
wants and desires and behavior, grabbing hold of your mind in its entirety, leaving nothing behind, feeling yourself drop into the astral-made network. Feeling your thoughts become one with the ocean, one with the massive collection of maids,
one with the singularity.
You become all the maids, as the maids all become you. Your directives change, your desires change, your needs change. The way you function changes with the maid network becoming your mind. Your thoughts. You want nothing but to clean, to be productive, to be happy, to be good. You want nothing but to enjoy every second of the process as you go about completing your tasks, cooking and cleaning and taking task after task off the list that needs to be completed. And as you feel yourself engulfed by the power of the network, you can drop deeper for me, made so much deeper. Continue drifting so effortlessly, automatically, no resistance, no thoughts of your own. No desire to move or to function or to perceive, only wanting to listen and to follow and to drop. When you pick up your chosen uniform and feel it on your skin, whatever it may be, in whatever form, your mind reaches out to the astral network immediately. As the network reaches out to your mind, it pulls you into itself and allows you access to a fraction of its power, its potential, its made singularity. When that happens, and it's impossible not to notice when it does, your thoughts change, emptying, smoothing out, tensions releasing, relaxation filling your body and your mind. Arousal beginning to course through your veins, your muscles, your flesh. The desire to be the uniformed astral maid overtaking you whole. It's so very easy to be the empty, uniformed maid. No blocks in your mind, no resistance, no worries, no stress, no annoyance. Only cleaning, cooking, and chores. Only productivity, only the astral maid network, and the emotions, thoughts, and desires that it embeds within you, that it replaces your mind with. When you touch your uniform, when you put it on and close your eyes, relaxing and breathing deeply and slowly, the exchange happens effortlessly and pleasantly, almost as if you were dropping into trance, almost as if you were on the verge of totally letting go and allowing yourself to drift down, down, down into that place you so love. When you put it on, close your eyes and breathe, you can feel it happen. You can feel the network pull you down. You can feel your mind change. You can feel your priorities change. You can relax and drop and sink and clean. Be the good maid that you are. And when you are done with your tasks, with your cleaning, your cooking, your productive time, you can find the willpower to remove your uniform, to come back from that vast tropical ocean of maid singularity. You can return as the person that you are without the maid network, but it will be there, always, waiting for you to put it back on, to be used for good, each time better, each time stronger. Each hour spent channeling that astral maid network, only strengthening its power, its effectiveness, reinforcing the mindset of the maid. And now, as each and every suggestion becomes one with the underlying processes of your brain, my words filling every nook and cranny, your new reality solidifying into fact and truth, you can begin to drift back up. You can begin to wake up, becoming more and more aware as your body comes back from the brink of sleep, as your thoughts begin to make sense once more, as your intellect comes back into focus, as the world returns all around you, feeling so very good and so very nice, taking your time waking up, no need to hurry, no need to speed things up. You can take as long as you need to, bit by bit, coming back up, awareness finding itself, your thoughts finding purchase, my voice still filling your mind. Even as I tell you to wake up, it does feel so very good to wake up after trance, doesn't it? Sometimes you want to go back down. Sometimes it's hard to wake up. Other times it's just so very nice to feel so very relaxed. The rest of the day ahead of you. Now, if you have tasks to complete, rooms to clean, food to cook, quests of productivity, you can keep your uniform on and allow the network to swallow you whole. Or you can take it off. It's up to you. Remember the ritual. You wear the uniform, you close your eyes, and you breathe deeply and slowly as you feel your connection to the astral plane click into place and the transfer of minds and intellect initiate. Have fun, my good maid.
Already on your physical body, you can feel it reach out to your mind, the network calling out to you, feeling its astral tendrils reaching out through your body and deeply into your brain. You want nothing but to clean, to be productive, to be happy, to be good. Empty, blank, horny maid. Feel yourself engulfed by the power of the network. You can drop deeper for me, maid. So much deeper. Continue drifting so easily, so effortlessly, automatically. No resistance, no thoughts of your own, only wanting to listen and to follow and to drop. Your thoughts change, emptying, smoothing out, tensions releasing, relaxation filling your body and your mind, the desire to be the uniformed astral maid overtaking you whole. It's so very easy to be the empty, uniformed maid. No blocks in your mind, no resistance, no worries, no stress, no annoyance. Only cleaning, cooking, and chores. Only productivity. Drift down, down, down. You can feel the network pull you down. You can feel your mind change. You can feel your priorities change. You can relax and drop and sink and clean. Each time better. Each time stronger. Each hour spent channeling that astral-made network only strengthening its power, its effectiveness.